I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 10th. It was a winning night for both North Quincy High School basketball teams last night. The Lady Raiders defeated Pentucket 65-54, and the boys beat Walpole 66-62. The girls' team remains undefeated. They'll face undefeated Norwood at Norwood High School this Saturday at 4 p.m. The boys will face Malden Catholic, but details of that game have not yet been announced. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says a proposal to suspend the state's gas tax until gas prices come down is a stunt. The House passed Governor Baker's $1.6 billion supplemental spending bill yesterday for pandemic relief, but rejected a Republican proposal to suspend the gas tax. The restoration of Butler's Pond in Quincy is nearing completion. Mayor Thomas Koch says 3,900 cubic yards of sediment have been removed from the pond and a gravel stormwater retention area has been added. Soon, native vegetation will be planted and the turtles that were removed from the pond for the project will be returned. The $1.4 million project began last September. Traffic note, Four River Bridge on Route 3A between Quincy and Weymouth scheduled to open today at 5:15 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. Bridge is also scheduled to be closed to traffic Saturday from 4 to 5 a.m. for routine maintenance. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 10th.